This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden. It's time for sports. Since this is the time for year-end wrap-ups and review, we thought we'd survey the wide world of sports in 2013. NPR's Mike Pesca is with us. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So many sports and not quite so much time. Mike, where to start?
Well, I wanted to have a sort of rubric for how to do this. I mean, every league has a winner, right? So congratulations to the Ravens, the Blackhawks, the Red Sox, the Heat. How do you say, oh, what the Heat did in basketball is better than what the Red Sox did in baseball? So it's kind of looking for the transcendent. Now, some things are just transcendently weird. Manti Te'o has a fake girlfriend. Yeah, that's kind of unusual. I don't know what it symbolizes about sports in general. Another story like Jonathan Martin, the Dolphins player who was maybe bullied off the team. That's definitely something to pay attention to. I don't know if it's emblematic. So I wanted to pick up on maybe a bigger football story. Football really is a country, our biggest pastime. And the number I was thinking of is 9.5%. And that's the documented decline in youth football. And I think that's a very telling number. I don't think it is, you know, as telling is the fact that the 25 most watched shows this fall have all been football games, but it's something that people who like football have got to wonder and worry about.
Well, I wonder if it's related to another number, $765 million paid for thousands of injured players in a concussion-related lawsuit the NFL settled.
It is. It certainly is. Parents worry about the head trauma, and why not direct the kids to other, you know, great sports, lacrosse, soccer, whatever. And if there's going to be a long-term decline in youth sports, So far, the NFL could say, you know, even though we've had these lawsuits, it really hasn't affected us in any empirical way. Well, this is not only empirical, this is the future of their sport, and they've got to take it seriously.
Okay, let's turn to another sport. Have you seen anything transcendent in baseball this year?
I'm thinking of A-Rod. I'm thinking of not just him, but what he symbolizes, sort of baseball coming to grips with the steroid era, which is so not aptly named since steroids and performance-enhancing drugs were used before, and now we're finding after in the form of human growth hormone. So Alex Rodriguez faces this huge suspension. Who knows how it will play out? He'll probably get fewer than the 211 games he's facing. But the other big thing, the Hall of Fame ballot this year, zero guys got voted into the Hall of Fame, and there were some really deserving candidates based on on-field performance like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, who were caught up in steroids, and one had a trial where he was found not guilty of lying to Congress, and the other one admitted to doing steroids but said he'd never knowingly did them. But then you have other players like Mike Piazza, who there's just no evidence that he did steroids except for everyone's strong suspicion. So I guess baseball is trying to figure it out. That's ongoing. The thing I always point to, though, is in football, the Seattle Seahawks, they are the most likely team to go to the Super Bowl this year. And no one has really raised the point that they've had seven players suspended for illegal drug use. The NFL doesn't disclose if it's steroids, what kind of drugs. But I just think that's so telling that in baseball, we wrap ourselves up with angst and indignation. And in football, it's just game on.
Speaking of performance-enhancing drugs, Lance Armstrong had a big year.
So this is what I always say about Lance Armstrong. I think the ire is there because of how Lance Armstrong defended himself. The absolute scorched earth policy that anyone who dared get in his way by speaking the truth, he would just destroy. And in a recent edition of ESPN Magazine, he said, "Do I think I made a lot of mistakes? I know I did. Do I think I was way too adamant and forceful in the denials? Absolutely. Was I way too aggressive when it came to getting in people's faces or contesting their versions of events? Yes." And then he goes on to say why maybe his prosecution was selective. But you know, Lance, I think it's right there. It's your attitude and the lives you ruined in pursuit of sporting glory.
All right, Mike, was there any one spectacular, maybe a positive event you would count as the greatest sporting moment of 2013?
For me, it was Game 6 of the NBA Finals when the Heat were down with a little over 20 seconds left by 5, and they made a comeback, and Ray Allen's just calm, I've done this 1,000 times, shot from the corner, is just sporting excellence personified in that one moment. The other event I was there for was when the lights went out in the Superdome, and I gotta say, I ran down to where the nerve center of the Superdome was, and I expected to be fighting with like 50 to 100 other reporters to get the story. And you want to know something? there were three other reporters there. Sal Palantonio from ESPN, I have to give him credit, two other ESPN crews, and I interviewed the guy trying to do the repair, and they hustled him out of there, and he had a bicycle, he had biked to the arena, and I just kind of couldn't believe, but when I thought about it, I could, that there were hundreds and hundreds of journalists just sitting in their seat waiting for this to pass so the game could go on. I guess I and maybe Sal had a different definition of what the story was than the rest of them.
And that's why we like having you out there in the field or on the court or down in the boiler room, wherever you go. Mike Pesca here is hoping for lots of transcendent stories in 2014.
Yeah, it was a self-aggrandizing anecdote, but I'm happy to do it.